I'm interpreting fairly, I hope, an incident that happened this past Thursday night. For insight from one of the principals in the incident, you can look up Anita Sevier, S-E-V-I-E-R, at the Detroit Free Press and see her interview there. Well, it usually starts bad, often really bad. Like this past Thursday, two guys come up from behind my friend as he's walking toward his door. "We're not going to hurt you," they say, "but you need to let us in your house." My friend turns around to face them and stammers, "No, no, as in hell no, you're not getting in my house." One shoots him in the knee. He sees the finger pull the trigger, the flame, then the red hole in his knee. They run away. He survived. His leg is a mess. The first surgery went well. There will be more. His humor has not left him. Those two assailants, and just about anyone in the world who might care, I hope that's you, had no idea who they were assaulting. Not because he is a federal judge and the FBI has already put a $25,000 reward out, not because Terry had been an assistant U.S. attorney prosecuting thugs like this, and so his powerful friends will swoop in and put these punks away. No, they assaulted everyday leader Terry Berg, who is married to everyday leader Anita Sevier. So what should these two and all of us expect from Terry and Anita? Outrage, justice, anger, vengeance? Try prayers. Prayers and the couple's redoubled commitment to focus on doing whatever they can to make Detroit's schools, Detroit's economy, and Detroit's streets work for kids like this. Do you think you're a hero? Who does? Do you think you're a leader? Isn't that some arrogance? Are these two heroic? For one, choosing to live in the city and staying in the city when their kids were school age, a time when many idealists like my wife and I moved out. Two, was Anita heroic when a kid snagged her purse at the grocery store a few years ago and she, some 50 years young, tore after him into the middle of a five-lane street, losing her shoe while hurling epithets and telling people, "Stop that guy!" He dropped her purse. Three, is Anita heroic when she takes abandoned lots and organizes the community and finds the money to build neighborhood playgrounds? Four, are they heroic when Terry, the prosecutor and judge, stays in the very community that statistically holds more thugs, punks, predators, or whatever name you want to give them, than almost any other area in Michigan? Five, and is it heroic that the day after her husband's been shot, Anita speaks for their family when they pray for the gentlemen, as she repeatedly calls them in the news video, and pray for all of us that we won't use this as another reason to hate on Detroit, but instead rally against conditions that allow such desperation and inhumanity to fester? I think they are, quote, just, and certainly just, everyday leaders. I promise if you met them at some charity event or in the audience at one of their kids' plays, you would not walk away stunned by their beauty, bravado, brains, and bravery. You would not say, "Those two are leaders. Those two are heroes." You probably would say, "They were really nice." And if I asked you, "Why do you say that?" you would likely say, "They listened well. They seemed to care about what I was saying." Yep, every day at its best, is humility. It's doing the job and not thinking you're better than, well, those who assail you. That's every day. What's leadership? It's an inner ferocity directed at making things better for others. Every day is doing it where you are, whether that's the neighborhoods of Detroit, your crappy political work environment, the U.S. house, or your house with its ungrateful teenagers. It's just doing your part, but doing your part. I don't want to turn my everyday leader friends into heroes if that means they are different than me. They didn't see the gunman as less than them. I don't think they would want you or me to see them as more than they are. They keep doing what anyone can do. They believe the two gentlemen can become everyday leaders. So can I. So can you. What could you do? What can we all do? Anita and Terry pray. Maybe you feed from that deep stream as well, or maybe you find other ways to practice everyday leadership, so that when your trial approaches, you can lead humbly and magnificently, even with a shattered leg or seemingly shattered hope. Practice today to lead with your magnificent self.